Horticulture Group.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, I say that with a certain relish, because in the land of wokery, I believe it's no longer acceptable. So, yes, I shall certainly keep going with the same. First of all, may I welcome you all to a reception which I have long been desiring to hold. We haven't had one in the past few years for COVID and other reasons, so I'm delighted to welcome you all. I hope it will be a gathering of friends, not keen on the word networking too much. I just like to feel that people are getting to know one another and finding that useful. So, as I say, a very warm welcome. Now, I'm going to call next the chairman of what was the Ornamental Round Table Group, and he will explain why that is no longer appropriate. So may I ask you to avoid Douglas Davis.
I think I've been accused of being inappropriate before now, so here we go again. Well, good afternoon.
The title,
thank you.
Not you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the introduction, and thank you very much for arranging for our event today. So, delighted to be here as the outgoing chairman of the Ornamental Horticulture Roundtable Group, but the incoming chairman of our new Environmental Horticulture Group. And I'll tell you more about why we're changing the name shortly. But most important, first of all, thank you all for joining us today. It's really important to have these type of events, and we know many reasons why we haven't recently. And thank you, Baroness Fuchs and the APPHG for organising our access and presenting this for us as an opportunity. I also have to do a role of thanking three sponsors, for this event wouldn't take place without their support today. So thank you to Barley, the British Association of Landscape Industries. They are the largest organisation in the UK, representing over 900 accredited members. They represent everybody from design, build and maintenance to supply training and education in the world of landscape. They work in the public and residential space, and they make, frankly, they make Britain greener. So well done to all the Barley members, and thank you for their sponsorship. In addition, can I thank the HTA, the Horticultural Trade Association. They represent retailers, growers, manufacturers and suppliers, landscapers and service providers. So really everybody and anybody in horticulture should belong to the HTA. That's £5 from HTA team for the advert membership. So, and of course they're custodians of one of, frankly, the greatest gifts you can give, the National Garden Gift Voucher, which, with Father's Day coming up, any of you, it's appropriate, second £5. Inappropriate, here we go. So moving on, this is not a commercial, but I have to thank Westland Horticulture. The gentlemen from Westland are our key commercial sponsor here today, so thank you to them. As their website says, they want to make people's garden and garden dreams come true. What a great thing to say, and surely that's what we're all here doing in our lives, whatever they may be. They also want a frictionless, engaging and supportive relationship. Now, I think that applies to the gardeners of Britain and to government, and I'm sure the boys at Westland would agree that that's why they're here today. So thank you to all of our sponsors that we are able to host this event. This actually is the largest ever gathering of industry and parliament, and in true BBC style, since records began, this is the largest ever gathering. And frankly, the records don't go back that far. But, it's great to see that we've got this event back up and running again, so it's brilliant to see. When you think about our industry recently, the investment that our industry has made on many, many subjects is phenomenal. You know, if I just can cite the Westland team alone, over £50 million invested in a peat-free production and the research that has required over the years. That's a huge investment, and I think what we want to make sure we're doing is working all together to ensure that all of that sort of work is making a big difference. I promised to explain why we're here and why we're changing our name. Well, why here today? Well, we thought we'd bring together the great of the house and garden together, and you are exactly that. Our industry represents a huge part of the British culture. Over 30 million people take part in gardening as a regular activity. That's a huge number, and I'm sure an important number to anybody that might be on election campaigns in the next year. Is that allowed to? That's not advertising, is it? No.
Don't take too long.
Sorry, no, that I do remember. OHRG, formed many years ago and enjoyed much success showcasing the industry and working with government. Very successfully working with government, I'd have to say. And that's thanks to the core members, our Boroughculture Association, Barley, HTA and the RHS. Between those four organisations, they really do speak on behalf of all parts of horticulture, and the work they've done is great. But looking forward, what we all know is not always obvious to others. The environment is nothing without horticulture. 50% of the UK government's environment plan for the next 25 years is made possible only through the use of horticulture. We are at the heart of everything. We will be employing over 760,000 people by 2030, and that's, I feel, a significantly soft number. I think we'll be ahead of that number. We will be generating over £42 billion. We are a huge industry. Too often we have been overlooked or maybe seen as decorative slash ornamental. Maybe we've not been taken quite as seriously. But we are essential for the environment. The environment is absolutely what everybody is focused on in the world right now, and quite rightly. We've dropped the name Roundtable from our long title, as we don't want to sit opposite or even round the corner from our friends in government. We want to sit side by side as an industry and government working together. So we're no longer at a round table, we're at a straight table, and we will be there with you, helping you to achieve everything you need. Between us, we will get Britain growing. Thank you, government, and everybody involved in your support for our industry today. But there is inevitably much more we can do to help you. We can help many, many departments, not just our friends at DEFRA, but DWP, Department for Ed, the Treasury. The list goes on. Find me a department that we can't help, and I'll tell you why we can. Let's not forget the 30 million people outside of this building. They garden Britain. Let's work together to help them flourish. Thank you.